Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Ronan O'Shea is here. Now, before you get distracted by, because I love the way your mind works, I want to just keep you focused for a second. Mm-hmm. Down the line here, Paddy Power Comedy Festival in Ivy Gardens. What a venue for comedy.
What a venue. Well, you know, like all our lives have gone hybrid now, hasn't it? Like there's hybrid hair, hybrid hands, hybrid workplaces, hybrid cars, hybrid bread, right? So,
surely hybrid bread should be called hybrid, but anyway.
Oh, hybrid. We couldn't have bread that's hybrid because it'd be inbred.
I see where you're going.
Comedy. Right, hold on a second. It's a hybrid comedy festival in a way.
What does that mean?
Because it was always in the Ivy Gardens. Yeah. So you go along to the Ivy Gardens, it's kind of like the consulate of comedy for comedians and for the public because we all mingle together. And you'd stay in the Ivy Gardens and you go, but this year, it's also in Whelan's.
You see?
Right? So now, I have been known in the past to maybe do a gig in the Ivy Gardens and maybe nip over to Whelan's for a light refreshment.
Yes, and perhaps there's an act performing or a gig or something.
Or maybe not.
Or maybe
in
just a light refreshment.
And maybe have somebody racing going, where are you?
You're on stage 8 minutes ago.
That won't happen anymore.
No.
Because with this new festival, some of it's in Whelan's as well.
It is running from July 25th to Sunday, July 28th. That's Thursday to Sunday. ppcomedyfestival.com, as Bernard says. Yeah, I mean, everybody is there. Bernard is performing. Tommy, Dara, Foyle Arms and Hogg, Deirdre O'Kane, Jason Byrne, Grode Farley, Chris Kent. You've got so many international comedians coming as well. Like, there's millions of them. The UK, of course, always wildly represented at the Paddy Power Comedy Festival in the Ivy Gardens and Whelan's. So ppcomedyfestival.com for all the details. Bernard, are you still doing your own comedy? Are you still touring and all that?
Yeah, I'm going out in September.
Excellent.
It's like before you have kids and you're married and all that, you just go, I'll just pop into the international, do 5 minutes and try out that bit about the new cool thing called the internet, right? And you go, that worked, and I'll pop in here and pop in. Now it's like a military operation because I'm mostly at home with the kids, mostly, right? And I just put everything into the air fryer. Chicken dippers, their homework. I put a big bunch of hope and just hope nutrition comes out of it, right? I live in Limerick, so I leave at 6 o'clock. I come up and I do the clubs, right? And I go, but it's like military. I go, I have to do the bit on waffles. I have to do the bit on,
to see if it's going to work.
Yeah, on my paranoia and my complete anxiety about parking the car now, right? That's because that's happened, right? So I have to do all that. So it's kind of a different kind of way of doing it, But I've also kind of discovered this kind of thing where I'm going, I'm a bit more relaxed on stage.
Good.
I'm talking about stuff kind of, and I'm looking going, how is anybody going to find this stuff interesting, right? I'm in the middle of performing it.
Brilliant.
I've started doubling down on things.
Excellent.
So when I get off stage, I go, no, there's definitely something there. And then I go back again, and then the audience are going, no, we've told you already, we do not like this. And I go, I'll come back. And then I come back a week later and go, remember, someone was here last week, I was talking about, and they go, but so that kind of doesn't work.
Perseverance.
Sometimes, but what has persevered on, right? So for instance, I'll give you an example. I'm currently obsessed with trolley tokens, right?
You're obsessed with trolley tokens,
right? So I did a panto last year in UL.
You did.
Right? And they gave me this keyring. That wasn't the full payment.
Right.
I got a hoodie as well, right? And they gave me a keyring, right? And on the keyring was a kind of a two-piece coin and a one-piece coin.
Right.
Who hasn't always had a thing in their car where they go, Lidl's a two, Aldi's a one, whatever.
Yeah.
Tesco and Dunn's, like the Comedy Festival here, are hybrid. They take a one or a two.
All right.
Or maybe Tesco's, I don't know. So, and I was like, oh, wow, that's it. That's why I get my little trolley token, right? But I lost one because I put the trolley in, right? And it was absolutely raining. And I went, oh, do you know what? And I was trying to get the thing into the trolley.
Yeah, it was
I couldn't,
too wet.
And I drove home,
right?
And then all I could think of was, oh, no, someone's picked up that trolley and thinking, I'm getting a euro.
Oh, they're not.
I'm getting a euro. I'm getting
euro.
Free money. And what do they do? They have my trolley token.
Yes.
Right? So, and also, am I the only one that goes around Dunn's with knowing that I don't have real money in my trolley and thinking that at any one stage the security guard could go, Mr. O'Shea, can you step to the side, please? You're frauding us as a nation. You're using counterfeit coins in your trolley.
I don't think that's an issue, to be honest.
It's an issue.
I know you were anxious about this, but I think you're fine. Is it true that you're particular about your socks?
Oh, my God. I'm so everyone thinks this is hilarious. Ha ha, Bernard and his particular socks.
Yeah.
I've only worn one brand of socks for 20 years.
Okay, well, obviously I and my audience would love to know what that brand of socks is, but also you need to then expand as to why and all the other things. So first of all, what's the brand?
Bridgedale. Now, I
never even heard
right,
of them.
So I have like a sizable social media content. I would absolutely mercenary myself out to them.
Sure.
They don't need to send me socks.
Right.
Those guys have got the wool merino hiking sock down. If you want them, I'm not even. I hate advertising because they're never going to send you free socks.
Gotcha.
You'd need to be John Bishop, Tommy Tiernan to get free socks. They're not going to send Bernard O'Shea on socks.
Okay,
right?
Fair enough.
So basically, I walk a lot.
Okay.
And I say a lot. People say, "Oh well, everyone walks." I walk about 5 or 10 miles a day.
Do you?
Yes, I did. I do. And now I've started to run to get more out of it because I'm trying to lose weight.
I'm trying
to lose weight for the last 15 years. So,
the walking 10 miles a day,
right? It's not working. No, and I've hurt a bone in my foot, so I'm limping a bit now. But now I'm thinking, I am. And what age are you, Dave? Do you mind me asking?
I don't mind at all. I'm 49 years old.
I'm 46.
Right.
You know, we're only about 15 years away from our first bedfall. We are. You know that.
You're probably not wrong.
Do you know what I mean? Because it used to be, oh, did you hear about it? She had a bedfall outside the bath?
Yeah.
And I'm going, Christ, I'm only about 15 years away from that.
That's fair.
Maybe I don't go to mass that much, but like.
But you could have a bad fall outside mass.
I could have a bad fall, right?
If you're walking 5 miles a day, you could have a bad fall anywhere.
But I've worn these socks because my feet are odd in that I have very delicate feet.
Okay.
I have very delicate feet. And I've always found when you tie my shoelaces that the nut at the top of the tie is like digging into my foot like a screwdriver or something.
Okay.
So I found these socks in the scout shop in town 20 years ago.
Right.
What a quality sock. Yeah.
And hiking socks.
They're a hiking sock,
So if there was a day, and it sounds like there isn't, but if there was a day when you weren't going to walk 10 miles.
Yeah.
You were just...
No, nope, still wear them.
You're wearing them.
Yeah. And I ran out of them because our dryer broke there recently, right? And because I don't dry the... Sorry, Planet. I can't do the socks on the horse.
Right.
I don't have a horse that runs around the house with clothes attached to it. That would be a
clothes horse. We get
clothes
it.
Clothes horse. Because they take too long to dry.
True.
So I've done them in the dryer. And I doubled up. I wore like a kind of basic sock. And
two.
And I think that's why I hurt my foot.
So if you had had your correct socks on,
I think you
would have been injury free.
But David, now I'd just like to say that to the minister that we all wear socks and no one talks about socks. Do you know what it's like? It's like piles. It's like we all get piles, right? Men get piles. You never have anybody in here going, so Bernard, you're talking about pile awareness week. And
no.
I'm going, because like, oh no, don't talk about piles.
But why? I mean, everyone wears socks. You're right.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe it's just not that much of a deal.
It's a massive deal.
I can tell.
You wear them on our feet. Our feet are the only... You like your cars.
I do.
Okay. What's the only part of the car that touches the road?
If you're driving properly, the tyres.
The tyre.
Yeah.
No one talks as much tyres. They all talk about the car.
Well, hang on.
Ooh la la,
okay.
The car.
I'll pick you up on that.
Yeah.
The only bit of your body that touches the road isn't your socks.
No, but
you're running in socks.
Damn you, Moore!
Bernard O'Shea, Paddy Power Comedy Festival.
Damn you and your logic.
Thursday, July 25th. Sunday, July 28th. Bernard, thanks for
just because you had a normal upbringing and childhood, you come in here with your logic. How dare you slapping me with your well thought out processes like a fish on the face, you demon. How dare you? How dare you?
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.